Hey guys, so today you and I are going to talk about coolness. So let's get into it. So the questioning question was, hi Frederick, when would you say that programming, or does programming ever stop feeling cool? Well, yeah, I would say so. It depends a little bit on, I would say, how you think things feel cool, because if you have a bunch of friends who are all sort of infatuated with the idea that you are a software developer, like a programmer, you can always make programming feel cool, because computers are like computers and internet, and like all the way that code and so forth, it is to a lot of people pretty cool in terms of, like, because I mean we are living in the information age, or the IT age, and there is, I will argue, no industry at this point that you could be working in that rivals the, like, sort of, I'm not saying trendiness, but it's one of the cut bleeding edge industries in the world, IT. I wouldn't say that it necessarily is the one that you're going to make the most amount of money from, etc., etc., because cool always comes down to, in my opinion, one type of, like, it's a, I've always found it to be a mixture of achieving social status, and achieving that is in a few ways, and the social status is always tied into a few basic concepts. It's everything from, are you richer? Are you doing something that is hard that most people don't understand? Like, are you smarter? Are you stronger? Etc., etc. All of these basic, like, signifiers that people have in order to indicate that, hey, I am a great sexual partner, or very successful, and therefore my survival skills are superior to most other people. And if you have the right level of charisma and so forth, you can, in the right crowd, you can absolutely seem very cool as a software developer. As for how it feels, well, I will say that programming started, at least for me, to feel less cool when I started to see a very diminishing return on value from, like, the novelty started to wear off, and you started to see a diminishing return on value for learning more stuff. Basically, you reach a point where you've learned so much that you're in a situation where finding something that feels relevant to you and would improve your skills and make you, like, be able to do more complicated things or so forth, it's gotten to the point where you now know this thing pretty well, and it's not really a requirement for you anymore to continue pushing, because you've built the range of possible things, 90% of everything that you're ever going to build as a software developer, most likely, unless, you know, you're freakishly good at jumping projects and so forth, but you've basically done all the things, and when you've done most of the things, everything is just a repetition or a rehash of the same thing. And when that starts to happen, it starts a, like, you start, as I like to say, everything starts as a line, and then sooner or later you're going to repeat something, and then you're going to loop and repeat it, and then there's more learning, etc., etc. And by the time you get to the level I'm talking about, very little is happening. You're very, very seldomly moving forward. You're simply looping on the same things over and over. And that's usually, I find, when software developers stop, like, the novelty sort of wears off. It's a concept that they call a piece of literature that's pretty interesting, refers to the dip, where when you reach the dip, it basically means that now you've learned so much that it's no longer, the novelty of programming is now dipping for you. And now it's not cool at all anymore. It's just work, or it's just something that you might find interesting, but it's nothing. It's worn off. It's the same argument, or like the same idea that I have when I tell my friends who have, like, a need to buy a lot of stuff, and I say, like, I told them, usually minute differences between products, such as televisions or phones or so forth, it takes less than a few months for for an average person usually to go from that the novelty is like being very hyped about this nice thing that they bought to just taking it for granted just as everything else. And it's sort of, it happens without you really thinking about it. You just keep, like, everything has a diminishing return sooner or later. It's the same thing with most things. Like, chasing that high becomes the whole endeavor. And when you realize that chasing that high is just, like, you're trying to get more and more extreme and more from it, if you're, sooner or later, you're not going to be able to sustain it, basically. And for us software developers, you're going to see that very quick at some point too. I promise you, you're going to get to a point where you have read so many articles and so many tutorials and watched so many tech talks that nothing that is being said anymore stimulates you, because it's either like it's just something that you've already seen or you already know about, or it's something that has no real tangible value to you or something like that. It's inevitable that it's going to happen. And then the thing that I argue has to happen, which is sort of the plot twist to, what is it? Confessions of a Vampire or something like that? Lestat, he sleeps for hundreds of years because he gets bored with society, and then he has to sleep a little while so that society changes and then he can rediscover the world. That is exactly my argument. That's what usually happens, where if you do something for long enough, it stops having value to you, and then you have to pause a little while and come back to it later when the situation has changed enough that it becomes stimulating again. Or you can do something else, which is my favorite one. Go and try to find something else that feels pretty cool. Climb another mountain and see how that feels. But that's also just an endless cycle, trying to keep, you know, a bit of passion and excitement and novelty going in your life. But at least this one doesn't cost as much as buying a new television every 6 months. So what I want you to take away from this is that programming, well, it probably never stops feeling cool. If it ever felt cool, I think it's cool, but I don't know if all that many people agree. I know if Chris Hemsworth can make it look cool in some hacker movie, I can't remember what the name was, or something like that, it probably is pretty cool. And I mean, you have The Matrix and all these other movies about hacking that can feel pretty cool. So if that novelty is special to you, yeah, you're gonna feel that way for quite some time usually. But I will tell you that it will pretty much stop being cool, I'm pretty sure, for you when, as I said, you get to the point where everything's just a repetition of what you already know, and the sensation of value that you get from learning new things is diminishing. When you're so good that you have to work super, super hard to get like the minutest little improvement to your way of thinking or your process or something like that, and when you also know that you're now so good at this thing that it really doesn't matter if you continue studying all that much, because you've mastered like you're a senior, or like you're a solid mid-level or something like that, then you're never, like, then this thing that you did that felt really cool is probably just going to be a job that you take for granted. And so just watch out for that, because it's not something that is uncommon. It happens to a lot of people. And then my suggestion to you is that when that happens, realize that the novelty may have worn off, but that doesn't mean that there's not a million other things that you could be doing, or expand your horizons, if that makes sense. Because I argue that the novelty of anything you could possibly achieve will wear off at some point. Nothing is eternal. Everything is transient. And the beautiful part about that is that although this is something that something is transient, that doesn't mean that there's not a million other things that you can go through the same journey with. So look around a little bit and see what else is out there, because you can get the same sensation of coolness and reward from many, 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 many different things. You don't have to sit out your life in the dip and not feel stimulated. It's all about rediscovering new things. That's what I argue. Have a great day.